This is what we call motivation direction, okay? And the way you find motivation direction on each particular value is by asking them the question, why is that value important to you? And the client's going to start talking. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about motivation direction. This may be a little bit of a review for you, but it's extremely important in terms of the mindset behind what we're talking about. So if somebody says that they want to make a lot of money, that could be for toward reasons, because they want to make a lot, they want to live in luxury, they want to give back, whatever it is. Or it could be away from reasons, because they don't want to struggle, they have to pay the bills, they don't want to be broke, their ex-wife is demanding, I don't know, their ex-husband is demanding, the kids are starving, I don't know what it is. All of those are examples, though, of away from reasons, right? Because they got to put gas in their car, that would be an away from reason, right? So if the person is moving toward what they want, they're going to tend to have consistent motivation toward that, providing it's compelling enough, right? If they've got... No, because that's the person who's moving away from what they don't want. The person who's moving toward what they want will have consistent motivation, whereas the person who's moving away from what they don't want... Let's take a look at this for a moment. Okay, if compensation's over there, being broke is over here, not making anything is over here, and the person wants compensation, they're saying, yeah, I want that for all the things I can do, but the real reason I want it is because I don't want to be broke, or because I have to pay the bills, or because I got to put gas in my car, or because I got to eat. You know, all of those reasons, if we're focused over here on that, that's likely to be what we end up producing in our life. To the extent that we focus on what we don't want, like having to pay the bills or not wanting to be broke, we're just as likely to produce that in our life from a focus perspective, right? So it will still motivate us to some degree, but not for long. It'll cause inconsistent performance, right? So let's look at that more in depth. So the person who says I want money, but it's because I don't want to be broke. Okay, first off, to the extent that we're focusing on being broke, remember, the unconscious mind can't process a negative, right? What are the person who says, I don't want to be broke, what are they focusing on? Being broke, right? You can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. It's just, it can't process negatives. So if I say, don't think of a blue tree, you think of a blue tree. The question is, what are the internal representations that you have in your mind? Because that's your focus. So the person who says, I want money, but it's because I don't want to be broke, they're focused on being broke. In which case, it's very likely, if not definite, that's what they're going to be. Right? I don't want to be broke. 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 This is this person's focus. Unless they change their focus, they're going to end up broke. Right? And that's the same way with I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be alone. You know, why do they want a relationship? Well, it's because I don't want to be alone. Okay, well, that's where their focus is, and that's what they tend to produce. Why do you want to be in great health? Because I don't want to be fat. Well, that's where their focus is. That's what they produce. So from a focus perspective, we're more likely to produce that which we're focusing on. So if we're using away from motivation, we're more likely to produce that. From a motivation perspective, that will still motivate them, even if they're using away from motivation. In fact, there's NLP trainers that teach away from motivation. They have you imagine all the things that you don't want to have happen in your life in order to motivate you, which is crazy because it'll give them a push. It'll give somebody a push, yeah, until they get far enough away and then their motivation disappears. It's like, blasting the rocket ship off and then having no propulsion afterwards. You just get the initial blast off and then you fall back down, yeah, because you've got nothing to carry you, like not having enough fuel in your tank. It's kind of like this. If somebody says, I don't want to be broke, 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 that'll push them up until the point, what point? Until they're not broke, right? If they're lucky enough to make it there. Because to the extent that we focus on what we don't, we're liable to produce that in our life. We're more likely to produce it in our life. So if they're lucky enough to make it there, like if they go, okay, money, but I don't want to be broke, don't want to be broke, don't want to be broke, that'll still push them. Don't want to be broke, 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 until they get to the point where they're no longer broke, then it's like, all their motivation disappears. If they were totally away from motivated, once they're no longer broke, their motivation disappears to move forward, in which case this person will create little crises just to keep things interesting, and they'll drop back down to the level where they have some motivation again. Now, this works true cross-contextually. Does a person want to they want to have health and fitness because they don't want to be fat? Don't want to be fat, 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 don't want to be fat. That motivates them to the point where they're no longer fat if they're lucky enough to make it there. In which case, their motivation disappears to stay in shape, and they drop back down to where, and we know that when we look at yo-yo dieters, that people that are in and out, the people that start working out and binging and purging, this is that whole cycle is a cycle of away from motivation. I think it goes to the question. So the question is, can we use it at least to get somebody started in order to get them moving on something? The thing is with away from motivation, yes, it is a powerful push. It also produces unpredictable results. And all the like B.F. Skinner, all the studies they did in behavioral psychology, they realized that away from motivation produces unpredictable results. It's kind of like in management. Like we're talking about self-management. Let's look at management of employees and stuff. The boss who says, hey, make a sale or you lose your job, that's away from motivation. Now, some people get motivated by the toward motivated salesperson says, make a sale and you win a bonus. The toward motivated salesperson goes, hey, yeah, that sounds great. And the away from motivated salesperson goes, I don't care. I don't need the bonus. You know? So the boss says, make a sale and you lose your job. And the away from motivation salesperson starts selling, right? However, away from motivation causes unpredictable results. So that employee may also simultaneously go, well, I don't need this. And they'll start looking for another job. If you attempt to motivate a toward motivated salesperson with away from means, you'll almost surely cause unpredictable results with that toward motivated person where they're out looking for something else. They're like, forget this. You're holding my job over me. You're threatening me with my job. Forget about it. I'm out of here. So the toward motivated person will be upset about it. So just when we think of that, it does away from motivation can cause unpredictable results in terms of epistemologically thinking about that. In terms of can we use it still, nonetheless, the question still is there. Can we use that to assist somebody in motivating themselves? I have used away from motivation before. But there's a difference. Once again, we have to look at the difference between remedial change and generative change. In generative change, it's not good to teach people to use away from motivation because, first off, away from motivation is that's negative emotions. And negative emotions are bad on the body. They're bad for the immune system and all that. That's what away from motivation is. There's negative there are emotions. It's focusing on what you don't want to have happen. There's emotions tied up to that. Secondly, to the extent that we focus on what we don't want, we're likely to produce it. What we're going to do is we're going to show you how to clear it off of the values hierarchy using techniques. So whether it be parts integrations, whether it be clearing it out, digging it out at the roots with limiting decisions, getting rid of releasing negative emotions with timeline techniques and so on and so forth. So there's various techniques that we're going to use to get rid of this type of motivation on the hierarchy, but we want to find out first how this person's motivating themselves. Because in generative change, it's important that people understand the true effects of away from motivation because there are some people out there that think, okay, well, I'm going to motivate myself in away from ways. And the fact is you don't need to do that. The best thing to do is to motivate yourself with toward motivation and have compelling goals. And so it needs to be compelling enough from a generative perspective. What happens with the toward motivated person is that they set a goal. And they say, okay, well, I want to be here. I want to make a lot of money so I can buy nice things and have some luxury in my life. Then they set a new goal because that's what happens is they stretch their capabilities. They stretch their understandings of what's possible. Yes? And then they set a new goal and they say, well, I want to have a lot of money now so I can pay for my kids' education and I can really have them educated and really take care of my kids. Then they set a new goal because they continue to stretch themselves. They say, well, now I want to have even more money so I can start giving back to my community. And then they start stretching themselves even more, and they say, wow, now I want to make even more money so I can become a philanthropist and really give back to the world on a global level. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that these are the reasons why somebody would want to make money. I'm saying this is one possible evolution of somebody using totally toward motivation to motivate themselves. If they use away from motivation or they make a practice of using away from, while motivation away from motivation could bring them into the doctor's office, could get them to your office even, like, they had this crisis in their life, and that could be the very thing that's bringing them into your office. Good, it got them to take some action. And from a generative perspective, we need to teach them, we need to get them off of that now And we need to direct them toward the future. Because maybe that away from motivation blasted the rocket ship off the earth that brought them to you. But now it's about directing the tip of the rocket ship. It's about saying, hey, where are we going?
So you're saying endless shock therapy does not work.
Yeah, well, at some place. I mean, look at the rocket ship that blows off the earth. At some point, the earth's not there to push off of anymore. So, and that's the same thing with this. So, so for example, like even the person who says, I want to be in a relationship because I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone, don't want to be alone, motivates them to the point where they're no longer alone, then they lose all their motivation to stay in that relationship. So this person will be in and out of relationships. In a career, this person will be in and out of money. They'll have rocky performance. In health.
So we're gonna be able to learn.
Within the next 20 minutes, very quickly, you'll have this down. Yeah, well, I mean, what we're doing is we're digging out all the away from motivation. So we're going to, but first off, we have to identify it for somebody. Because this is only one of three different types of conflicts that we're going to look at. And this goes much deeper than we do at Breakthrough to Success. So